What is commodity trading? Explore key concepts of commodity trading like futures contracts, spot markets, and commodity exchanges. Commodity trading in India has a rich history that dates back centuries. In recent times, it has gained significant traction due to economic reforms, technological advancements, and globalization. This comprehensive guide will delve into the key aspects of commodity trading in India, including its definition, types, regulations, major commodities, trading platforms, and tips for success. What are commodities? Commodities are raw materials or agricultural products that are traded on exchanges. They are used to produce goods and services, and their prices can be volatile due to changes in supply and demand. Some of the most common commodities include energy, crude oil, natural gas, and coal. Metals, gold, silver, copper, and aluminum. Agriculture, wheat, corn, soybeans, and sugar. Softs, coffee, cocoa, cotton, and rubber. Commodity exchanges in India. Multi-commodity exchange, MCX. The MCX is the oldest commodity exchange in India. It was founded in 2003 and is headquartered in Mumbai. The MCX offers a wide range of commodities for trading, including metals, energy, agriculture, petrochemicals, and other softs. National Commodity and Derivatives Exchange, NCDEX. The NCDEX is a commodity exchange in India with diverse product offerings, setting a benchmark for both agriculture and non-agri commodities derivatives segment. It was incorporated in April 2003 and commenced operations in December 2003. The NCDEX focuses on agricultural commodities. Indian Commodity Exchange, ICX. The ICX is a commodity exchange that was founded in 2009. Its headquarters are in Mumbai, and it offers a trading platform throughout the country through its network of appointed brokers. National Multi-Commodity Exchange, NMCE. The NMCE is a commodity exchange that was founded in 2002. It is headquartered in Ahmedabad. The NMCE offers a wide range of commodities for trading, including metals, energy, agriculture, and other softs. How to start trading in commodities and things to consider while investing. 1. Open a trading account with a registered broker. 2. Comply with the Know Your Customer, KYC, process and provide a valid PAN card and other identification documents. 3. Fund the account with sufficient capital before starting trading in commodities. 4. Select the commodity you want to trade and understand the market dynamics of the selected commodity before investing. 5. Determine the trading strategy that you wish to adopt, such as spot trading, futures trading, or options trading. 6. Subscribe to real-time news feeds on commodity markets and stay up to date with supply and demand trends. 7. Identify and manage your risks, such as price volatility and margin requirements. 8. Execute trades through your broker's trading platform and monitor your positions closely. Different ways to trade in commodities. 1. Spot trading. In spot trading, traders buy or sell physical commodities for immediate payment and delivery. For instance, a trader may purchase a certain quantity of crude oil at its current market price and receive the delivery of the same. 2. Futures contract involves buying or selling futures contracts that denote the future delivery of a certain commodity at a predetermined price. The price of futures contracts is based on the market's expectations of supply and demand for commodities. Futures contracts have a standardized size and contract length that differs from one contract to another. 3. Options contract. An options contract provides the right, but not the obligation, to purchase or sell a commodity at a predetermined price on or before a specific day. In other words, options contracts give traders the right to buy or sell a commodity without the obligation to do so. Options contracts are more commonly used by traders who wish to benefit by predicting price movements in the commodities market. 4. Commodity ETFs. Commodity exchange traded funds, ETFs, track the price performance of a commodity index. They are designed to provide exposure to a basket of commodities, allowing investors to gain diversified exposure without taking physical delivery of the underlying asset. 5. Commodity shares. Commodity shares are an indirect way to invest in commodities by buying shares of companies whose primary business involves the production, distribution, or marketing of commodities. For instance, investing in the shares of a crude oil producer like ExxonMobil can offer investors exposure to the performance of crude oil prices. Tips for successful commodity trading. 1. Educate yourself. Understand the basics of commodity trading, market dynamics, and trading strategies. 2. Develop a plan. Create a well-defined trading plan with clear entry and exit criteria. 3. Risk management. Only invest what you can afford to lose and implement risk management tools like stop-loss orders. 4. Stay informed. Keep track of global news, economic indicators, and market trends that affect commodity prices. 5. Start small. Begin with a smaller investment and gradually increase your exposure as you gain experience. Differences between stock market and commodity market. Feature: stock market, commodity market, market size. Larger market size with a diverse range of products. Smaller market size with a more limited range of products. Trading hours. Longer trading hours, such as pre-market and after-market hours. Has longer trading hours but limited to the commodity exchange hours. Volatility. Volatility is lesser than that of commodities. High price volatility due to factors like supply and demand fluctuations. Investment method. Investing in the stock market involves buying shares of companies that are publicly traded. Investing in the commodity market involves buying or selling commodities, including futures and options contracts. Product standardization. Products traded in the stock market are standardized based on the regulatory framework. Products traded in the commodity market are standardized, but quality and grading criteria vary. Price fluctuations. Stock prices are affected by company earnings, industry outlooks, macroeconomic factors, and other broader market factors. Commodity prices are affected by weather, geopolitical events, supply and demand, and natural disasters. Margin requirements. Every share require margins. Margin requirements are essential for most commodities. Price discovery. Price determination is based on publicly traded companies' stock. Price determination is based on the supply and demand dynamics of the overall commodity market. Conclusion dash. Commodity trading is a fascinating and potentially lucrative endeavor that demands thorough understanding and continuous learning. By grasping the fundamentals, embracing risk management, and staying informed about market trends, you can navigate the complex landscape of commodity trading with greater confidence. Remember that success in commodity trading requires patience, discipline, and a willingness to adapt to ever-changing market conditions. Whether you're an aspiring trader or an experienced investor, this comprehensive guide provides a solid foundation to embark on your commodity trading journey.